Our first guest is Gaver Tulloch. Gaver is co-founder of The Tinkering School and author of 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. He has a wonderful TED Talk that everyone with kids should listen to, 5 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Kids Do, during which he talks about 6 dangerous things you should let your kids do.
Well, I think that what we're really trying to create here and what's been kind of driving me over the past decade is that there's a lack of authenticity in a lot of the offerings that we make for children to engage with in the summer. You know, we can put them in a soccer camp or we can put them in a, you know, robotics camp. But these are all challenges that are kind of carefully designed, and the narrative there is not very personal.
So, Gaver, one of the things that I've done is I've done a maker camp for my son for 2 years when he was 14 and 15. And again, for my daughter when she was 13 and 14. And you know, deliberately had them watch your video about five and a half dangerous things. Had the parents watch the video, not so much the kids. The kids were all in. There was one interesting situation that happened last summer where one of my daughter's friends' mothers saw that video and saw my statement about how, you know, kids may come back bruised or cut or burned, and that's part of the learning process. And she immediately pulled her daughter out. She said, you know, safety is not my daughter's responsibility. It's your responsibility. have you ever, I'm sure you've had parents like that. Have you, what do you say to them?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it starts fundamentally with an idea that if we don't expose children to risk at all ages, that they never develop the skills to recognize those risks and the techniques and strategies for mitigating that risk. And when we're young, it starts with, you know, give a child a stick and they run the risk of poking themselves with a stick. But that pales in comparison to the proprioceptive and developmental importance of using tools. And so, you know, when I see toddlers who've just learned how to walk, we see them picking up all kinds of things and extending the reach of their arm or their sense of who they are through these tools. And, you know, a stick might be the most primitive tool, but it doesn't take long to see that the stick connects to the pencil and the pencil connects to the robot. And all of these links are foundational elements in starting to understand how we manipulate the world, how we live in the world and make positive change.
I want to ask you about what advice you would have for executives. You know, for somebody, I think of a listener of this show as somebody who is working for a company. They have a team. They have an innovation challenge. They need to get their team up and going and not afraid to take risks and, you know, trying new things. What have you learned from your experiences, both at the Tinkering School and other things, about how a manager or leader could help his team become more creative and innovative?
I think there's a couple of really important elements there. One is that sometimes the first person that we need to work with is that leader and get them used to the idea that the solutions and ideas coming out of their team may be challenging for them. You know, I meet executives who are kind of frustrated that their team doesn't seem to be getting it. And what they mean by that is they have some unstated idea about what the solution to the problem is, and that's not allowing them to honestly evaluate the ideas that are coming up from their teams. One of the first things I try to do in that situation is create a new problem space where neither the manager or leader or anyone on the team has a significant intellectual or creative advantage. So I might take a technology team and present them with a pile of short 2x4s or something like that and some rolls of duct tape and just ask them, like, how tall a chair can we build that that one of you can sit on out of these materials. And part of it is